And now it all comes down to this. In towns and cities across the nation, the quiet voters say hello once again to their neighbors, to those nice folks at the precinct table who tell them which line to stand in. They wait, they make their choice, and they go on with their day.
This is by far the longest line I've ever seen for an election. It wraps all the way down the block.
Before sunrise, there were already about 150 people at my polling site.
There was a line when we got here, and it grew as we were waiting. In the 15 minutes, it looped around inside.
I have a lot of alcohol to prepare me for the end of this. God, it's been a rough year and a half, huh?
This is America. This is Election Day. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry, and this show was born about 8 years ago in another election campaign. We've had so much to talk about since then, so much to think about in this campaign, so much to fear, so much anticipation. The Barack Obama era ends today, and something new begins. Aaron Copland, I think, perfectly captures it in this familiar music from the score of Our Town. Campaigns are loud, this one particularly, but voting is a pause to reflect. It's quiet and unavoidable. The polls are open. America is about to exhale after a long campaign that tested democracy, freedom, tolerance, and this hour we will range far and wide to observe and remind ourselves of the ritual that's at the center of our form of government. But first, we go to a place that's been discussed all throughout this campaign, the state of Pennsylvania. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is, where are you right now, Todd?
John, I'm in Kimberton, which is a town in Chester County, just west of Philadelphia, the swing county of Chester.
So we're leaving Philadelphia, leaving the Democratic strongholds, and heading into Republican territory.
Heading west. And what happens in Pennsylvania when you leave the turnout machine for Hillary Clinton in Pennsylvania, and as you go west, it gets a little bit lighter blue, then it gets gray, and then it starts to turn pink. And here in Kimberton is a place within Chester County that starts to turn pink. Now, Chester County is the knife's edge of the swing situation here in Pennsylvania, because back in 2012, Mitt Romney won Chester County by just 1,000 votes out of 250,000 cast. So you can see how close it is here. There are some towns even in the eastern part of the county that are a lot more blue, a lot more pro-Hillary. And then as you move west, it starts to do what Pennsylvania does, which is get more and more red, and then it becomes deep red all the way until you get to downtown Pittsburgh. And that's sort of the dynamic here as Hillary Clinton tries to turn them out in downtown Philly and city of Philadelphia and then the ring suburbs around Philly. The more you go west, the harder it is for her. Donald Trump has the advantage, and he has to try to catch up with all that city turnout that she has.
What are the voting lines, the sentiments of the people at the polling stations? What do they suggest about the differences between Republicans and Democrats on this day?
Now, John, I'm standing right here, right outside this polling place at the Kimberton Fire Company. I've been talking to voters as they go in. Dave Wilson is retired. He's worked in auto salvage and the auto insurance industry. And he basically said it's about blue-collar workers in Pennsylvania and people wanting their jobs back.
Trump. You know, VFW, everyone's Trump. I think Trump's going to win it. I think there's more blue-collar people who needs more jobs than to be shut down like it's been for the last 8 years. I mean, a 1% growth in jobs in 8 years, that's nothing.
And that pragmatism is, I guess what Trump is all about, although economists doubt whether that's actually a practical reality.
And for a lot of voters that I've talked to, it's this mixture, right? For some people, it's the idea of change. Donald Trump is unconventional. He's different. He's off the cuff. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. And then, of course, it's for a lot of people, it's that he's not Hillary Clinton. I think it's safe to say in Kimberton, in this part of Chester County, there's a lot of people who would just count themselves as anti-Hillary. I talked to Heather Thompson. She didn't tell me who she's voting for, but she's a bartender here in town, and she says that most of her customers are pro-Trump, and she kind of talks about what it's like to be behind the bar.
A lot of excitement for Trump. Yeah. I don't know. It's the craziest election I've ever seen. It's bringing a lot more emotion than most of them, and makes me a little nervous for my kids. So you don't want to talk about politics and religion with your customers. You don't want to piss anybody off.
Or mess up your tips.
No. You must have been a bartender at one time.
Any suggestion from the turnout and the people you're talking to about how the Senate race is going?
Well, that's key, right? Because you have the battle of who's going to take over the Senate. Democrats need 4 seats if Hillary wins, 5 if she loses, to take over control. And this race here in Pennsylvania is pivotal. The incumbent, Pat Toomey, and the Democratic challenger, Katie McGinty, she appears to have the narrowest edge going into today. Maybe a point, maybe a point and a half. It's hard to tell. But Pat Toomey has been one of these Republican senators who has really been threading the needle. There are a lot of Trump supporters in Pennsylvania, it's true. But Pat Toomey is running in a swing state, and he needs some Democratic votes to win here. Don't forget, Pennsylvania has about 600,000 more registered Democrats than it does Republicans. How has Pat Toomey dealt with this? Hey, he hasn't said who he's voting for this entire election. He's refused to endorse Donald Trump. He said a couple of good things about him, but he hasn't even told the voters if he's voting for Donald Trump. And Pat Toomey just told some reporters today in Pennsylvania that he's going to vote at 6:45 tonight, John, and he's not tipping his hand about who he's voting for. And that just tells you what kind of state Pennsylvania is and what kind of challenges the Donald Trump candidacy has brought to establishment Republicans like Pat Toomey, who's trying to hang on to his seat and trying to help Republicans maintain control.
It also reminds us that this election, more than probably any other in my living memory, is about that experience when you get in the voting booth, the epiphany when you're looking at that ballot. Any sense that people are having that?
Oh, John, I was just standing right outside the polling place here, and I just want to play you part of a conversation I had with a woman named Rachel Bright. She absolutely poured out of the doors to the polling place. She was laughing and sobbing. She had her 3 kids in tow, and I ran up to her, and I said, "What's going on?"
I just voted for, hopefully, the first woman president, and I just could not be happier. I mean, my grandma, who died in 1997, she was born 5 years before women got the right to vote. And I just, you know, she was here. She was here with me in this moment. It's just so thrilling to be here and to just vote for hope and love and to vote for things and not simply for, you know, against something. It's just a very good moment right now. So, I can't believe I just screamed when I came out there. I probably just scared all my neighbors.
And you might see a lot of smiles tonight, right?
Well, we don't know. Win or lose, I'm going to be at a couple of watch parties tonight in Easton, Pennsylvania, north of here, to get the reaction from the hardcore Trump people about their future, whether he's going to be the next president or what they're going to do if they realize that Hillary Clinton is the next president. That'll be in Easton, north of here, John. I can't wait.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent in the Keystone State.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.